There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris and Marty Rosenblatt, he's not, by the way, going to predict what my next question will be. Because I have no idea what it's going to be. But Chris was in the middle of framing a question that I want to pick up on. Chris?
Yeah, so Marty, when you were listening to some of these predictions that were being made around the mid-90s by Ed Dames, I think one of them was the companion to Hale Bopp was going to spray pathogens on the world's tropical rainforest and do away with the lungs of the planet. That was one. Courtney Brown claimed that Mount Baldy behind Santa Fe was filled with aliens from Mars. I mean, I can go down the list of some of these predictions that really I think had the impact and the effect of turning people off to the subject. How do you want to address that, first of all, and then how do we get over those prejudices?
I do want to address that because I do believe that hurt the field for a long time, and I'm sure in some people's minds they still see this as, you don't want to touch that stuff. I mean, as you well know, many of us call Ed Dames Dr. Doom, and that was because he put out so many of those predictions. For many, many years, he actually would say his predictions, in fact, were all accurate, and of course they weren't. At one of the IRVA meetings, he actually recanted that, but, you know, that was more quiet. The fact of the matter is, I think we're over that. We haven't seen much of that in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years or so. I don't think you can point to an example like that in recent history. The community has basically turned that off. There are, you know, those people like Joe McMonagle, who are still doing great work. He's, you know, a professional. He does online remote viewing sessions. And I think people like him and others have hopefully turned that around in terms of the way society, way a lot of people see the words remote viewing. So, yes, what you said in fact is true. That's all I can say about remote viewing. Mm-hmm. My interests are in associative remote viewing, in some ways related to that, because in associative remote viewing, you always have clear feedback. Where in general remote viewing, the kind of stuff which a lot of people are very responsibly doing today, sometimes it takes a very long time to get feedback. Plus, how do you evaluate if, you know, a complicated remote viewing session is correct or not correct? If it's talking about, say, finding a missing person, which is one of the really good applications of remote viewing, but you describe a location. But, you know, there are a lot of locations like that. And it might take a long time to determine whether or not your session was correct or not.
Getting back to remote viewing. So the core thing here is that you see something that's happening somewhere else. And the original government experiments were to see, for example, if we could send spies to the Soviet Union or any potentially enemy nation without their being there. But the problem being that remote viewing is not precise enough to do that sort of thing. That maybe it works, but the precision involved in determining events in another location is not there. And then we see here precognition. It's kind of the same problem, that people may have abilities, but the abilities are not refined enough to have a consistent result. But getting back to remote viewing, you mentioned a 55% accuracy rate with precognition. What about remote viewing?
Well, that I mean, that's a good question. And the 55% was mine. There are a lot of people who are better precognitive remote viewers than me. But in the remote viewing itself, when all you have is a transcript, there are people out there who have made the following kind of statement, that in their transcript, generally, 50% of what they say will be accurate when it's a transcript which is on. And a transcript might be on 50 to 60 to 70% of the time. They use numbers like that. But I think the point you're making is 100% valid. The examples of right-on remote viewing sessions are rather incredible. There's a book called Remote Viewers. It's a history of it, and there are examples in there where, for example, Joe McMonagle described the Soviets building a huge submarine, and the CIA didn't even believe them, and it turned out to be accurate. However, there are a lot of other sessions that weren't accurate. So how does an intelligence community use this kind of information? Well, you know what? What they do is what they always have to do. When they're asking hard questions, there are always uncertainties, even in the normal way of gathering intelligence. And so they combine this, and they have to make their best judgment. And that is the status. I mean, you know, there are people out there that tell you they're 100% accurate. Do not believe them. That was one of the reasons we got into trouble early on. Remote viewing is remarkable some of the time. And people who are looking for missing persons, for example, some of them indeed go to psychics, good psychics. And, you know, like I happen to know one that I have great respect for, Pam Coronado. But she'll tell you she's not 100% accurate, but she likes to work with police departments. She gives her estimates, her remote viewing sessions. They look at them. They try to see if it fits with other information. And guess what? If it begins to fit with other information, they'll then ask her for more remote viewing sessions. So it's kind of an iterative process, which sometimes works. She has some great success stories, but it doesn't work all the time. And that is the reality.
Yeah. Just ask Sean David Morton. That name.
Well, with Sean David Morton, it works none of the time because he never gets anything right. Is he still being chased by the law? I lost track.
You know, we've all heard the stories about him. I have not followed them closely, and that's the way I will continue. You know, there are certain people who you follow, the ones that you have great respect for, and the ones who you lose respect for, I, you know, just as soon distance myself from them.
Let me take a break here for a moment. Now, on July 20th of last year, we featured James Carrion. He's a UFO researcher and a former international director of MUFON. Well, at the time, we talked about his book called The Rosetta Deception, where he claims that those ghost rocket cases were essentially military disinformation or intelligence disinformation. Well, he's continued that research. He's also exploring the Roswell case for a new book called The Roswell Deception. So we've invited him back on the Paracast to talk about his ongoing work and also maybe briefly address a skirmish he had with his former employers over at MUFON when he tried to open a discussion on MUFON's Facebook page. James Carrion is coming back next week on the Paracast. Let's not distance ourselves anymore. We have Marty Rosenblatt talking about precognition, remote viewing, and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just to make this very important, Chris is not predicting what my next question will be either. Nor am I predicting what his next question is, but we have Marty Rosenblatt, who doesn't make that kind of claim. So if a government agency wants to use remote viewers for spying, would the best technique then would be to put a bunch of them in a room and get a consistency of information? So if you got 50 people getting a 60% accuracy, maybe out of the 50 descriptions, they can focus in on something that's close to the reality?
I think that's an excellent idea. That works sometimes, and it doesn't work other times. We are right at the absolute cutting edge of applying the capabilities of consciousness. These capabilities are, I believe, so vast that we are just beginning to touch them and just beginning to learn about them. This is why my focus on precognition, I believe, is so important and such a grabber for me, because it just forces you to totally change what you believe are the capabilities of consciousness. Your approach is a excellent one, and it's one which we are using. We put many viewers on the same prediction for the future. So that's the same as what you're suggesting. And it does work with a higher overall probability, I would say, than just putting one person on. And there was a scientific study by Russell Targ where he did this with two people, and he got 11 out of 12 predictions correct. What is important here to understand is when you're talking about consciousness, you're talking about personal consciousness, you're talking about a person's whole inner being. What we have found, much to our dismay, is that the long-term record of people tends to go through these dips where they're not doing as well as they used to do. And we don't understand why that is. It seems to be all psychological, but we don't understand it. So this makes applications like you're talking about, even in group environments, probabilistic in nature. We are at the point where applying consciousness, no matter how you're applying it, is probabilistic in nature. And we as a society have a hard time dealing with that. And again, that's the reality.
Let me ask you a direct question of reality. Mm-hmm. On the site that you're connected with mm-hmm. regard to your organization,
mm-hmm.
That's called appliedprecog.com.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any actual case histories there where you can say, we predicted this event at this time, it's time stamped in advance, and it came to pass?
Yes, that's what we do all the time. That's the beauty of precognition. The beauty of precognition is that you make a prediction of something that hasn't happened, that you have no way of knowing will happen in a linear time world. Again, sporting events are really good examples of that. And the stock market and the forex market. We're doing a lot of attention now in the foreign exchange markets. And what we do is we send out – there are several groups. They do things slightly differently, but in – all cases, the what we call remote viewers, the viewers are contacted generally through an email contact where they're given a tasking. The tasking might involve nothing more than a six-digit number, okay? And associated with that would be a statement like, describe and sketch the photograph that you're going to see tomorrow. Actually, usually we give them 4 or 5 days notice. So that puts the tasking out there. That is associated with a specific event at that time. It might be a sporting event. It might be a stock market movement. So on the record is what the prediction is going to be. They send back their transcripts, all dated, right? It's saved on our server, saved in our computer server. Their specific transcripts are saved. We then put out and give back to them, time-stamped, a specific prediction. Okay, so the prediction is now time-stamped. The event then comes, and we give them feedback. We give them the correct photograph associated with what actually happened. Team A won. The stock market went up. We give them back that photograph, which is time-stamped, which also indicates the actual outcome. So one of the beauties of precognition and associative remote viewing, which is just remote viewing of future photographs, say, in the simplest terms, is all time-stamped automatically. That's one of the beauties of precognition.
All right. So is there a single example you can point to on your site where you predicted some kind of change in the stock market price or other event that was predicted days or weeks or months in advance?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how many of your viewers are the answer to that is yes, but I'll actually see if I can find one and maybe be able to point them to one. Is this okay to use time this way?
Sure. Well, while you're doing that, here's a question from one of our listeners.
Okay.
If you're a listener to the Paracast, of course, you can go to the forum at forum.theparacast.com to our question thread and ask questions ahead of time of our many esteemed guests that we have here. And this one comes from one of our longtime posters from Germany, Polterwurst. And he's wondering if there's any chance that remote viewing or precognition at some point will be officially recognized by mainstream science in the near future. Right now it has kind of a, I would say that it's pretty much ignored, I think, in most circles. But do you ever see this changing? And what would it take to get that final recognition?
What you said is accurate. It is not accepted now. The acceptance, I believe, will come. Unfortunately, I have given up on it coming through the standard scientific methodology, which is reproducing experiments, and then people have to change their viewpoint. I believe it's going to come, and this is where we're frankly putting our focus, by first convincing society that it's real, where society starts making, it's hard for me to say it this way, but people in society are going to start applying it because it's real and making money.
It's all about making money, I guess.
And you see what's, and that's why it's hard for me to say, because your reaction is exactly how people react to this. And yet, think about it. Money is what talks to society.
It certainly talks to politicians, I'll tell you. We've got Marty Rosenblatt with us, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have Marty Rosenblatt, and hopefully in a few minutes he'll give us some case histories of where predictions of some sort of significant event have come true. No. We'll check it out. See what happens. Maybe get him to make a few predictions here or get some predictions to be made, because I think that's what our listeners would like. I wanted to remind you again that back several years ago, we had someone who engaged in remote viewing, Daz Smith, where he produced results cataloged in the forums and on the show that were evidently, quite evidently, far beyond the possibility of chance. That's what made things so fascinating when we had it on the show. If you want to check it out, it's the episode of April 26th, 2009, 6 years ago. April 26th, 2009, and it was a listener, Daz Smith, who at that point in time had a site that I'm trying to see right now whether it still works or not, called remoteviewed.com. It's still there, remoteviewed.com. And as I said, Daz Smith did provide some credible results.
And I don't know why it's silly, it took me so long. If they will go, anybody go to appliedprecog.com, turns out we just redid our website. So on the top, there is a black bar, and there is a header there called ARV examples. ARV, as you know, stands for Associative Remote Viewing. Click on that, and there are lots and lots of examples, one after another. I'm looking at the first one, which happens to be a photograph. Remember, in associative remote viewing, the tasking is to describe and sketch the photo you're going to see in the future, which is randomly chosen actually after you even do your transcript. And you can see example after example there. I'm looking at one now, which looks like lamp lights, and they're square with circular bulbs inside. And indeed, the transcript has both rectangles and circles. The next one happens to be of an ocean scene with a very descriptive kind of, I don't know. I hope some of your viewers can go. These things are hard to describe, but it's got like an opening in a rock. And the words there say things like wavy, open, looking through something which is clearly an opening of some sort, massive land, shore, ocean.
Okay, but none of these so far are predicting a significant event. They may show the ability to engage in remote viewing, but it's not predicting a significant event that happened and was predicted days or weeks earlier.
Well, the heading here says, provided this session as part of a group, we, which is winning entanglement prediction. The event, and, you know, I wouldn't consider it significant, but the event was the motion of a foreign exchange market, probably the Australian dollar versus the U.S. dollar. So this is an example of where you would successfully have made money. And again,
Marty, that kind of brings me to a point that several of our listeners have noted in their questions. And I don't know, how would I put this? What are the ethical considerations involved in practicing skills like precognition or using remote viewing and skills for personal gain? Burnt State, one of our main posters, is real interested in your kind of the moral of the story here. Are you worried about invoking some sort of bad karma by taking shortcuts in this regard, or do you feel that this is a legitimate tool that shouldn't have any sort of questionable morality or ethical considerations attached to it?
I believe it is a extremely ethical tool because the universe permits it. And it's 100% ethical. But a very important point related to this is that in our society, we have so much negative, I almost wanted to use the word karma, but we have negative feelings around about money being a bad thing. And people who make money, they must have done something illegal. You know, those stock market guys who are cheating, they're the ones who make all the money. It's just not true. Money is just energy. It's how you use the money that matters. Money is just a vehicle for exchanging things. But I do know, going way back as far as you can look, you know, shamans used to like to get paid in, you know, chickens, and they don't want to get, you're supposed to be doing this for good. Well, you know what? I believe we are doing this for good. We're doing this to educate society about the reality of the universe. I think that's a very important thing to do. However, if you believe that it is a bad thing to do, don't do it. And one of the things which people need to get over, and I believe it's one of the reasons both some remote viewers sometime, some people who do associative remote viewing where they know there's money involved sometimes, deep inside them, even though they might not on the surface and intellectually think money's a bad thing. You know, we've been raised in a society where there's a lot of emotion and sometimes negative emotion associated with money. And I think that can be part of the noise factor in remote viewing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Obviously, you try to keep as pristine an environment as possible, and any sort of wobble in the force is going to obviously have some sort of impact on the quality of the results. So I guess it would be advisable to have your intentions pure and the motive and means correct at the same time, because any sort of wobble is obviously going to affect the outcome, I would think.
Absolutely.
But why do so many remote viewers and psychics especially have this doom and gloom thing? Polterwurst is wondering why some people seem to revel in predicting terrible catastrophes and apocalyptic scenarios. And some remote viewers seem to be talking about end times. Is that a prejudice, or do many RVers trying to see the future actually see those types of images?
My view on that is we all have our deep inner psyche. right? We have a sense of what the psyche is built up from the moment we were born, how we interact with the physical world, how we interact with other people. There's something deep in us, which is how we view the world. I have noticed people like Ed Dames, and there are others who, with a very high probability, always come out with these doom and gloom kind of predictions.
And does he ever get it right?
I am sure he can point to one or two cases where he got it right. None of his end of the world ones were right, though. None of his worst ones were right.
Thank God.
Exactly.
Thank the goddess.
But do you understand my point? My point is this is all very personal, coming from inside one's deepest psyche, inside one's deepest aspect of his consciousness. And if a person is inclined that way, what's going to come up is negative stuff.
So he needs to get a better, more healthy reality view is what you're saying.
Well, based on the number of those, you know, and again, I don't like to get, you know, too personal. You know, what's really important is what each individual person does. And one of the beauties of remote viewing in ARV is it is very personal. And I think to be truly accurate, what you need to do is set aside a lot of the, I almost want to call it prejudicial. That's the word that came to mind. Prejudicial comes to mind because you want to get the information from a clean place that connects with the future and doesn't bring in your prejudices about the future.
Please don't forget plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Check out our premium service with the exclusive After the Paracast podcast at plus.theparacast.com. We have Marty Rosenblatt joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TECHNIGHTOWL for a special discount.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design Design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Marty Rosenblatt joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast, and you're saying here that these abilities are impacted by one's outlook, their prejudice. But Marty, how is it possible for anyone to do something without prejudice? That doesn't exist.
And you're absolutely right. And that is the big challenge. In the remote viewing field, there's a very important term, very important concept, which is called set aside. And what you do at the beginning is what is referred to as a cool down, something similar to a meditation, where you try to set aside all of your day-to-day stuff, of course, but also anything which is unrelated to the direct entanglement with your intended future target, whatever it is you're trying to describe and sketch. However, this is coming through your psyche somehow. You know, how much it gets involved with the nervous system. I mean, it has to ultimately get into the nervous system because you write something. It is using your physical body. It's using your physical senses. Remote viewers will sometimes hear sounds, you know, see images, smell things. But how does that information get up to that level? Well, it's going through your psyche. And that's part of what I believe actually the most significant part of the training is that. You can learn a formal protocol, but it's the internal work of being able to separate yourself from your psyche and the other stuff which is going on that is not relevant to gathering the information.
That might take some work and some practice.
Well, it does. It's
tough to get your internal dialogue to shut off sometimes.
Absolutely. And you know, let me add, I am giving you my best understanding after many, many years of where the key elements are. Other people will say, no, I will teach you a technique that's going to tell you all you need to do, and you're going to be really, really good at it. You know, some people still believe that. I have just gotten to the point where I believe the next step is the inner work. And what's interesting about it is people who are doing it in our group, actually you enjoy it, because what you do is basically watch yourself. You watch the stuff that comes up and you look at the misses. you can learn a lot from what came up that wasn't right, as well as you get to see what you did that was right. I mean, the examples on this page are showing, I'm looking at an example now of a rocket ship. I mean, this guy, he was right on in this case. You can look at this. You know, we have a grading score. He was right on. But I bet the same guy with another target got a terrible miss. And he could learn something from that. Why did his consciousness give him something very different? And the people actually enjoy that process because it is another way of learning about your own personal consciousness. You're learning about your own self. You know, if that's something you're inclined to do, this happens to be a very good way to do it.
What I'm seeing here, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that this is still a practice or an ability that's very imprecise. And we're really far away from developing these skills to a point where they can be reliable. And isn't that the point of it all? That if you're doing remote viewing, you want to know that you get a consistent result. So it has an impact on what you're trying to find out, which is what's going on. Events that may be occurring in another place or in the future.
Probabilistics, you say imprecise. Let me get you to think probabilities, okay? Because it's not 100%. Imprecise kind of it implies it's wrong more than it's right. And that is not accurate. It is a methodology which gives results with higher probability than chance. There are some people who for long runs have gotten well over 80%. I have an example of somebody, all documented, who got 16 in a row correct with some passes in between, but no misses. There are people who right now are doing 80%, but it isn't what I would call long-term. We're working to bring together people who feel that they can do better and better at this, and we hope to find people who may very well be able to do 80% long-term without any training. But that's where we are. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that the situation is that precognition is precise, even precise at the level of 80% for the long term. It is precise at 80% for short term runs. Short term being, say, 20, 30, 40, but not 1,000. And that's just the situation. And that's where we are in what I consider to be cutting-edge science. This is cutting-edge applied science. That's why we call ourselves the Applied Precognition Project.
Well, I seem to recall back in 2002, I gave a conference in Colorado, and a woman named Prudence Calabrese was there who claimed that her group, she had a remote viewing group, in the late 90s, that they had successfully remote viewed 9/11 a number of weeks, possibly I think a month or so before the event occurred. And when word of this got out, she disappeared and was allegedly smacked, you know, gobbled up by some government agency. And I don't think she's been seen since. Have you heard anything about Prue and what she's
I know Prue in passing by being at some conferences with her. I am now working with people who are in Prue's group, several of them. You know, we are sort of love to take people that have gone through various training programs of one sort or another, or, you know, they come and they get trained by us. Doesn't matter when you want to apply it. I do not know what her current status are. There are all kinds of, you know, conspiracy stories like the one you alluded to. I do not know the reality of it. I do know she is no longer active.
She is not. Okay.
Well, unless there's still black programs going on or something like
that. Yeah, she was very talented. I took a workshop with her and was quite amazed at her accuracy and was amazed at my own accuracy. I didn't think I had a snowball's chance in the blast furnace to actually, you know, successfully show that I had the ability to do this. And I was quite I was quite surprised that I was actually pretty accurate. And that just goes to show you, if this little lump over here can do it, pretty much anybody can do it. So it is an interesting subject. And we'd love to devise some form of experiment, get you on our forums, devise an experiment, and then go ahead and play around with it with our forum posters. That would be, I think, a nice interactive way to give people a little bit more of a hands-on experience with this.
I would be glad to work with you on that. Absolutely. I think this idea of predicting a future sporting event might be a good one because, you know, it's sort of fun. People could watch the sporting event. And
well, we've got March Madness happening. We got the NCAA basketball tournament going on. So
yes,
we've got to hurry because the shows will be over for the month if we don't move this along. So, yeah, that's a very fascinating thing that we can probably hear. That's interesting. That's intriguing to have an experiment.
See if we can work something out. How many of your viewers would be on the Internet? The way to do this would be to do it over the Internet. Is that something that would make sense?
Yeah, we have a very active forum community that has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of participants.
Okay. Actually, it's several thousand participants, and we have tens of thousands of listeners, probably over 100,000. And they can be encouraged because many of the people who hear the show don't hear it necessarily on terrestrial radio. They hear it online. As we are here with Marty Rosenblatt and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.